Welcome to The Family Business. It's a podcast about episodes of the show Supernatural.
Today we're on season 1, episode 16, Shadow.
I'm Tammy. I'm the mom.
I'm Erica. I'm the first daughter.
I'm Jasmine. I'm the second daughter.
We need a buzzer.
Like a silent buzzer, but it shocks us.
Oh, that means, like, hey, that's a shock caller.
Hey, dummy, it's your turn. Yeah, like a...
I don't want to be shock caller.
Well, it doesn't have to be a collar. It could be like a bracelet or an anklet.
Ball.
It could be shock a collar. It could be a ring. It could be an earring. It could be a headband.
I don't want a shock headband.
Shock treatment. Yikes. Maybe not a headband. Maybe keep the buzzing away from your brain.
Can't imagine the pod would be very good then.
Maybe we just shoot spitballs at each other.
Ew.
When someone's not.
I want a squirt gun.
Alright. So, how come you came up with the way less violent answer? Like, oh, we could just do a squirt gun.
Because I'm reasonable.
I'm like, shock treatments and electricity and pain.
Just I still think a squirt gun is pretty terrible.
It's true.
I'm just trying to warn about spoilers, guys.
Oh, go ahead. Hey, what about spoilers?
We don't have those here.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, that's nice.
Shock collars, yes. Spoilers, no.
Yeah, obviously. We want to punish ourselves, not the listeners.
That's the way it should be.
I don't want to punish myself. Life does that enough for me.
Yeah, I don't really... I'm not here for the shock collar thing.
Just you can have one, Mom.
That was...
Don't give her the buzzer.
Give you one.
That was the process known as brainstorming, okay? Mm. So that's when you're not supposed to, like, limit your thoughts to anything moral or legal or anything like that. You just toss out your ideas. And
shock collars are totally legal.
And I just thought...
Though I don't think they should be.
Yeah, they shouldn't. But they are. Better to use on a person than on an animal. So.
Previously on Supernatural.
Yikes.
Okay, I will say at least this time, it tied in the important parts. Because it showed Meg.
Uh-huh.
And so I will say they got a little bit better at that, but still... It's not necessary.
Yeah.
It's not.
And I feel like it was shorter this time.
I did too.
So that was nice.
And more like to the point.
I feel like going forward, I don't think this is a spoiler. Going forward, I feel like the previouslys are usually related.
Mm-hmm.
And put whenever it's like an important plot point.
Right.
Because like lately it just seems like it's been on everyone.
It has. Yeah.
But I think it's used strategically in the future.
That's good to know.
So, yeah. I'm just making like, fun of it refresher. Extra right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe because it was, like, the first season, they were like, we're just gonna make sure they really have the story down.
Yeah,
because
I imagine in the first season, you don't have, like, the recurring audience.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure if someone's just tuning in for the first episode or whatever, they've got to know what's going on.
So if you're just tuning in to our podcast... What's going on is we talk about Supernatural.
And I suggest you go back and listen to all of our podcasts to catch up.
We're pretty funny. Sometimes. There are some that have, like, less good audio quality because we didn't always have these fancy microphones.
And I'm sure someday we'll have even fancier to where you can hear our thoughts. Before we even say them.
Oh, I don't want that.
I think some weird stuff sometimes. Like how
I
many,
think it's best for everyone if that doesn't happen.
How many cats could I wear on my head like a hat?
Depends on their size.
Toe size. At least 5.
Depends on how much they're squirming at the time.
Yeah, that's why. But I imagine it and like I think that this
by the way, everyone who just heard you say toast size is going to think you need a slice of toast.
Toast size, you know, a piece of toast.
No, we have a cat named Toast. Anyway.
And he's real little.
Well, he was littler when we first got him. He's pretty average. You can really
tell how it goes, yeah. They
do grow. No, but he was, like, miraculously small. I
mean, he's not as little as he used to be.
He's, like, so small he shouldn't have been alive.
But he's alive now and full cat size.
And he was then.
So, some things never change.
So we open in Chicago.
Illinois.
The Windy City.
You know, it was real quick for me to see why the show was called Shadow, because we opened and then there's a lady shadow.
And
I
was like, oh. And then you're like, foreshadowing.
Oh, this makes sense.
I will say I'm getting so pissed at the amount of people who go places by themselves, put themselves in dangerous situations.
Let me just say, this one really pissed me off. She's walking down a dark alleyway with both earbuds in.
Let me say that's almost exactly what I wrote down.
I knew you were both going to comment on this. Also, I feel like most women are taught, 1, don't walk alone. 2, don't walk alone at night. 3, don't walk alone with both earbuds in, alone at night.
Or don't walk alone at night with both earbuds in down a weird alleyway.
Yeah, like, these like are things that theming. Are, like,
in Chicago!
Yeah.
Commonly taught to us, right? Like, it sucks that they have to be, but they are. And so, I don't know, I just feel like...
I feel like the writers went down a list and they were like, okay, what is every woman not supposed to do? Walk by herself? Check. In Chicago? Check. Dark? Right. Check. Mm-hmm. Headphones? Check. Put them both in. Double check.
Exactly. Like,
this was just too crazy for me.
It was hard for me to believe.
Did anyone else notice there's not one fucking person on the street anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Not a car. Not a person.
Yeah.
Well, not an animal.
We find out that she worked at like a bar. So maybe she was leaving.
Well, so everybody else was aware. The
but
bar
like,
is closed
maybe
for
her
everyone.
Home is far away from the bar.
Maybe.
That was my thought process.
But I really liked how when it like pans up and then you get like the wide shot and, you know, it's windy because it's Chicago, so they had to throw that in. Did you notice that on the ground was like a large number of newspapers? It was just newspaper.
Yeah.
There was no other litter there. It was just newspaper.
Was it crumpled or was it just flat paper?
Well, it was like it had been blown around by the wind and stuff. But it was like everywhere.
I didn't notice.
I can't believe that.
I did notice. And I thought I kind of got lost in it for a minute.
Yeah,
I was
me
like,
too.
Is this their way of showing the wind?
Yeah.
Is this how else would you show the wind? I mean, other things could be blowing. Like there could be flags blowing, or there could be. You know, and I put way too much thought into it, but it literally, as someone who's only ever lived in California and never been to Chicago, what it appears to me is that every person in Chicago gets a newspaper,
and then
they
throws
read
it on the ground,
and then they toss it on the ground for it to be blown about somewhere in the middle
but
of the
night.
But
not like the whole newspaper, it was just like pages of it.
Maybe they write secret messages on it. And then they, like, random people decode it.
And they, like, slightly crumple it.
Yeah.
So that it will catch the wind better.
If you're from Chicago, please get a message to us and let us know. Is that what happens? Do you guys all get a newspaper and then everybody just tosses it out their window after they read it?
Because that's wrong if you do that. I'm sorry. I'm going to go on the record and say that's a bad idea.
Literally,
no one on the street. I couldn't get over this. Like, there's not one person.
The whole scene was ridiculous.
So I wanted to ask, because you don't... Jasmine doesn't watch with subtitles. I don't know if you...
I do, always.
So, when the whispering started, could you tell what it was saying?
I just knew it was, like, weird, ominous whispering.
It was so
It drunk. Was her name.
It was
so
whispering
her name.
You couldn't tell what they
and
were saying.
And so I was listening really close, and when it said what it was, I was like, how the fuck is that her name?
I know.
And, like, it made sense when I saw that it was supposed to be her name.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm pretty sure Mae's not gonna know that. Like, she's gonna be like,
it didn't sound like a word.
At first, I couldn't even tell. I was like, is that supposed to be, like, wind sounds?
Yeah.
Or is that supposed to be, like...
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a word.
A weird whispering. I assumed it was whispering. But I was like, this is kind of weird. I don't know.
It was so drug out, I guess, for dramatic effect or whatever. But you, unless there was a subtitle, I don't think anybody would have known it was her name.
So the subtitles do help in some instances.
Which is why, especially when I watch Supernatural, I always have them on. Because also, there's just some funny stuff that gets thrown in there. Like, you know, whatever. Sometimes it's completely off. Especially when there's a sound.
Or one time it said rumbles and rock music. Like,
I will say something else that's on that list of things women shouldn't do. And honestly, I've never known a woman to do this. Because when I saw it, I stopped and I thought, have I ever seen a woman do this? And I haven't. She had her keys in her purse.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was the weirdest. Every single woman
I didn't catch that.
I have ever known. Because she got to the door and then decided, oh, hey, it's like people when they write a check at the grocery store. It's like they have their checkbook in their purse until they hear the total. Oh. And then they're like, oh, I think I have to pay for something. Let me get my checkbook out. Let me write all of these things down.
Who writes a check?
Well, I don't want to say it, but... But there are some people who do. And and so this just struck me as, like, this is something that would never, ever happen in real life.
Yeah.
Because I've never known a person to do that. I've never known a woman.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe men keep their keys in their purse, but...
Let us know.
But I don't think people realize the extent that women are taught and also just fear being outside at night alone.
Right.
You have your keys. Usually you have one of them sticking out in between your
keys. Yeah, I was just going to say, when I get out of my car
to use as
or
a
go
weapon,
out to the car when I go get May from work, mm-hmm. I have them like in my fist, like that's brass knuckles.
Yes, that's how I do it.
Just because, again, I have PTSD, but I think I would have always done that.
Me too, but I've always done it.
And so, like, even when I would walk home from school, I would have my house key. Yes. Like, it's just what you do.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, there are probably people that live in really small towns that have grown up in a really safe bubble. Mm-hmm. That we did not. We grew up in a very rough town.
Yes.
And that's not just our opinion. It's, like, statistically one of the roughest towns in the United States. And so we were always prepared to fight for our lives. But that struck me as odd because, no, nobody keeps their keys in their purse. Guess it's different in Illinois.
Yeah. Maybe they don't even think about their keys till they show up to the door.
Till they have a shadow chasing them, whispering elongated versions of their name.
Whispering sweet nothings.
You know what? I bet you she didn't know that was her name either. It was a total waste of time.
What is it saying?
If only I could understand.
I feel like that would be me in this situation. But what was it saying?
I wish I could just figure it out.
I wish it had subtitles.
I hate subtitles, but right now they'd be handy.
So, Meredith is in her house. She's setting her alarm. And then she gets a beer and starts listening to her recorded messages.
Mm-hmm.
And I got mad because I wanted to know what the rest of the message said before she got ganked. And it says, I know that guy ripped your heart out last time, but this time, and then she got murdered. And I wanted to know the rest of the story. Yeah. And I know that they did that for dramatic effect, but I wanted the drama. I wanted to know what was happening this time.
You're invested in her life now.
Yeah. I mean, I saw the wind
whispering
her name. I saw the wind, you know, because...
Well, you did see the wind because of the newspapers.
Yeah. Not to mention the steam that was rising out of nowhere.
So much steam!
I don't know what
was going
on. What
are they cooking?
I was like, is that supposed to be fog or steam or...
The Chicago foggy?
I don't know. I've never been there.
I just know it's windy.
And steamy.
That's a lot of
apparently they cook a lot of food in, like, the the middle of the night
in an alleyway.
Down in the grates, the sewer, they cook a lot of food in there.
So when she gets killed, I have the shadow kills Meredith. Looks pretty fucking goofy, not gonna lie.
Hey, you wanna hear a story?
Go for it.
So one time in this weird old house that we lived in, I was in the kitchen cooking dinner, and the house was weird. It was old. I always heard things. But
how old were you?
I was 20.
Okay.
And you were 2 and a half or somewhere.
I was a baby.
And it was just me and you.
The good old days.
And you were in the living room watching The Little Mermaid, and I was in the kitchen.
She was probably pregnant with me.
No.
Making dinner. Not yet.
I was 2.
And
you're 4 years younger than me.
Yeah, but she said she was 20. She had me when she was 21.
Oh, okay, maybe I was 19 then.
You know she's bad at math. Don't confuse her.
I don't know. It was a long time ago. And so in this house, the oven was kind of in the corner. It was a weird setup. But anyways, the wall behind the oven was just blank. There was nothing on it. No cabinets, no hood, no nothing. Just a plain blank wall. And so I was standing there and I saw like a shadow. A shadow, which was weird. That's how the story ties in.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really weird because it was just me and you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was talking to you, and then I remember my voice getting very nervous because I was like, hey, I'm in here, and blah, 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 you know, just trying to, like,
make
talk
noise
so
to,
that you
I'm
knew
a baby. Yeah.
That you weren't by yourself. And, I'm in the kitchen, we're gonna have spaghetti, you know, normal
whatever,
stuff.
Yeah.
And then I remember my voice going, spaghetti! Like, what the hell is that? And then, for some reason I thought maybe you came in there, which is hilarious because you were 2 and a half. Like, your shadow wouldn't be above me on the wall. But, you know. Yeah. Your mind does weird things when you're trying to justify stuff.
2 and a half, and had a flashlight. at a weird angle.
I was really scared to turn around, but I felt like I should so I did it real fast. And so, like, I turned around, and when I did, I had the spoon, and there was spaghetti sauce that flung onto the refrigerator, which I left there as a reminder of the night and the experience, which is weird. I don't know why I put that in. I'm gross. But anyways, I turned around and there was nothing there. And so I was like, is a moth? Like, would a moth leave a shadow? And like, I'm thinking, right? And I'm stirring. All of a sudden, I see the shadow come from, like, it's dropping down from the ceiling, and it's real smoky, shapeless, and foggy looking as a shadow when it's by the ceiling. But as it goes down, slowly, it takes more shape.
Mm-hmm.
And as it gets, I'm getting cold chills just talking about it. As it gets closer to my shadow, I can see that it's a very elongated hand. And you guys can't see this, but it was like a hand coming down, palm down.
Very stretched out.
Very stretched out, very slowly. And the fingers were very, very long and came to a smoky point at the end. Like, it was pointed, but there wasn't.
Like, I'll try to draw it. I'm not the best drawer, but maybe I can get a good picture of it.
So it's like all of the wrist and the palm and the fingers were more defined. But as it went this way, it got stretched and,
like, connected to the mist?
Looked like smoke. It looked misty, and it looked like smoke, like that.
Okay.
Like,
wafting.
Yeah, like it was, you know, like when you see the smoke coming off of a candle or something. It's like wiggly, and it's like, and I couldn't feel anything other than my hair standing on end.
Yeah.
But it was slowly going down the side of my head and then coming back up, and it was petting me on my hair.
That's so weird.
And it did it about, I don't know exactly, but I would say 3 or 4 times.
Mm.
And then I was terrified.
Was it like in the afternoon, nighttime?
It was night.
Okay.
And it was even more terrifying because it was just me and you.
Uh-huh.
There, dark. The house was already creepy.
Yeah.
It felt weird. And it was the most terrifying thing that I had ever felt, like, outside of a real
scary
world situation. Yeah. Like, I felt like, oh, it was terrifying.
Yeah.
And that was the only thing that really ever happened there, other than, like, little noises or anything like that. It didn't escalate after that.
It doesn't seem bad then, you know? Like, it doesn't seem like it tried to, like, hurt you.
Ominous,
and
though.
I was so
it is creepy, but
and I was so frozen, and I was so terrified, and, like, I just remember turning off the oven, and then everything just sat there. Mm-hmm. And then I just went in the living room with you.
You're like, well, we're not eating tonight.
Anything.
Food is optional at this point.
I didn't do anything with that food.
Never going in that kitchen again.
It just sat there.
It just scared you, huh?
And like, it just scared me so bad. And I didn't know if I went back in there, if it would happen again, or if it would escalate or what. So I was like, I'm going to stay. And literally, I sat on the couch until we went to bed with my back to the corner. And, like, trying to put myself in a way that I couldn't see shadows.
Oh.
Terrifying.
That is creepy.
Yeah. So, there's that creepy little bit for you.
It's a little bonus story. Bonus content.
So, in the next scene, it's Sam and Dean. 1 week later. And they're just in their worker outfit.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate. But then Dean goes, Dad and me did just fine without these stupid costumes, and I'm thinking, who the fuck told them anything without pretending to be someone?
Yeah. And how did that work? Like, who, what? And also, I realized the alarm company, them saying, we're, you know, they're with the alarm company or whatever, might get them in. That's the first red flag. That's like, you could say you're anything. Mm-hmm. If you say you're with the alarm company, I already think you're guilty of something.
Mm-hmm.
That just because
on Criminal Minds, it's not a spoiler for Criminal Minds, but a lot of the time they investigate the people who have, like,
because
access
it's fact
to that
in
stuff.
Real life. Yeah. Yeah. BTK worked for an alarm company for a long time, and that's how he chose his victims. And he's a real deal,
real
bad
deal.
Dude.
Real deal, bad dude.
Real deal.
Also, bad dude. I don't think alarm companies make their employees wear outfits like that.
I think they usually do have, like, a jumpsuit.
I don't know, but they look like they were mechanics.
Yeah, like, I was gonna say, it felt more like a mechanic or, like, a, I don't know, a exterminator.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know, but
I was like, because for a long time it didn't say what they were, like, playing, and I was like, what are they trying to be? Because I can't tell.
Are they exterminating?
Yeah.
Are they mechanicking?
And then I was like, are they, like, trying to say they're, like, crime scene cleaners?
Because that would make sense.
That would make sense, but then they'd actually have to clean it.
Yeah.
So.
Nah. Cleaning is optional. We just show up and look
around.
They
just run out.
They're going to leave it like Mom left the spaghetti sauce.
Yeah, just leave it. I highly recommend just leave it, turn the stove off, and get out.
And he was like, I feel like a theater geek. What was that play you did? Our Town. And I thought that was cute to add in because it shows that while John Winchester was a dickbag and probably didn't go to anything, Dean did.
Dean remembered. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we don't know that he didn't go. He might have.
He probably didn't.
Yeah. He probably didn't. And I'm not a fan, but I mean, maybe. If anybody knows if John Winchester actually went to the play Our Town, to see his son, let us know.
Yeah.
Preferably with photographic evidence.
Otherwise, we won't believe it.
Don't lie to us.
So, I noticed that the latch is broke when they're let in.
Yeah.
I feel like they wanted us to see that.
Which is weird, because then they're like, oh yeah, we broke that. And yeah.
I'm like, well, I felt why? Like that was a way to teach us a lesson. Like, it's not always what you think.
Maybe. I don't know. I felt it like it was weird. Like, what?
And I think one of my favorite quotes, I don't know what my favorite quote is yet, but one of my favorite quotes is, when they say they're from the alarm company, she goes, well, no offense, but your alarm is about as useful as boobs on a man. I just...
Grandma used to say things like that.
It's so funny to me because I don't really care. Body type doesn't matter to me. Any body type's fine. But she's saying they don't work how they would for, like, a baby, right? And so that's hilarious to me because it's there, but it's not working.
The apartment manager lets them in their uniforms. Mm-hmm. Shady though they may be. And she says she found Meredith in pieces.
Yeah.
So, ripped to shreds, pieces. Which... The apartment manager seems pretty calm.
I was gonna say that too, like.
And I.
She doesn't seem concerned.
Maybe
at all.
She's heavily sedated.
I get that everybody reacts differently, but I mean, she really seems.
To not care.
To not give a shit.
She's just like, yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. This lady was
fucking
ripped
wild,
apart.
Right? I came in, I saw it.
I knew her.
It stunk.
It was crazy. There were pieces of her dead body. All over the place.
Anyway, let yourselves out.
By the way, you're useless. Bye.
There wasn't that much blood.
No.
So I was like, how's she getting ripped to pieces?
And
if there's only like little blood splatters that they were able to meticulously put in the shape of.
Well, maybe that David did something with the blood.
And do you remember when she was killed in that? Scene.
It, like, spurted.
It went everywhere.
Yeah.
That scene was so gruesome. Like, that was so...
But, like, also over-the-top ridiculous.
Yes.
Like...
Absolutely.
We're talking about the over-the-top...
Death
blood scene.
Splatters. Oh, the blood constellation.
Yeah.
So... Dean asked Sam for masking tape, which I thought was a really weird thing, given
and
the timing.
Also, like, whenever it, like, zooms out and it shows it, there's still, like, a lot of random blood splatters, so, like, how did he just
know to connect which one?
Yeah.
And, from what we see, it's not like it's a consistent line of blood in that pattern.
Exactly.
So it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I drew the little symbol.
Of course you did.
Because I wanted to remember in case it comes up later what it looked like.
Mm-hmm. Reminds me of a couple things. The first time I saw it, it made me think of, I think it's Skechers. Mm-hmm. The S.
Oh, yeah.
That's like that. And then also the second time I saw it, oh God, Star Wars fans are going to come for me. But I don't remember what it's called, but there's a space vehicle that has the outline of that, and it's like a circular kind of in the middle, and then it has two things
two
on
thingies.
The side which are like the wings, and it's white,
it's
or
like
silver, I'm not sure.
Snitch.
But
I was gonna say, it kind of reminded me of a snitch a little bit,
so that it reminded me of that Star Wars thing
from Harry Potter.
I'm sorry, I am not a Star Wars fan, though I have seen all the movies too many times, and I don't know what that thing is called.
I haven't seen any of the movies.
Me neither.
Except one time when I was getting tattooed, one was on, and I saw a little bit of it.
Oh, I do remember that.
And that part was pretty good.
I saw them all in theaters several times.
Why?
My cousin.
And then it goes to them being at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are good. You don't have anything else to talk about in that murder scene, right?
Okay. Oh, she was missing her heart.
Oh, yeah.
So we're in bars all the time.
Well, yeah, what else is there to do when you're on the road?
Do they never get hungry?
They go to diners a lot. And also, bars have food.
Yeah, but I feel like they're at bars a lot for people.
Bars are open at weird times, though. And they're constantly driving and stuff, and, like, they're keeping weird hours so that they can investigate and, like, fight things at nighttime. So they're generally night owls, and there's only so many places open at
night. And there are a lot, like, they need to talk to people, but they kind of need to lay a little low.
Mm-hmm.
And bars have shady people all the time.
Plus,
but that's my point.
The woman worked at this bar.
That's true. She worked there, so they had
they
had that. They were investigating.
Also, both of them, I think, are pretty extroverted. They both seem to like to talk and socialize.
Mm-hmm.
So it's another way for them to get that social outlet when usually they just have each other in the car. Again, in this bar, they're talking about the murder.
Mm-hmm. And they mentioned the first victim, and I was like, there's a first victim? What? Anyone else think that was just thrown?
Wait, no. Okay. I believe it was in the first scene where they were Sam was reading the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were in the car. And then
one that wasn't on the ground.
Maybe it blew in. It like, grabbed it. And it was like, hey, they're handy. There's a newspaper.
I didn't even have to pay.
And so it said, I think it was the newspaper headline that said something like, second victim.
Oh, okay.
The headline.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah, it did say second
made
victim.
Reference okay. to something about there being a previous victim. So I knew that there was.
All right, I'll let it slide.
But
then.
They had not talked about. The first victim.
Yeah, they haven't gone into any detail. In the middle of their discussion of the first victim, Sam looks up and sees Meg.
Dun dun dun. How did he recognize her?
From the back of her head.
Yeah.
Well, that's because that's the first time he saw her. It was the back of her head.
Still, though.
So at this point, what are you thinking? Are you thinking Sam should think this is suspicious? Would you think this was suspicious if you were Sam?
I would, because they're in Illinois. She was supposed to be on her way to California, and they met in, where were they?
Massachusetts or something like that, right?
Somewhere.
It was a Scarecrow episode.
God, I can't remember.
I don't remember,
Kansas?
But she said she was from.
It wasn't Kansas.
Okay, well, I can't remember, but it was another state. So
somewhere
they were
different.
In one state. They were,
Minnesota?
She was supposed to be going to California.
Uh-huh.
And then here she is in Illinois. Weird.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know what I was just going to say.
Weird.
Weird.
And so he just talks to her like nothing's up. He's like, hey, how have you been? Yeah. And me, I don't remember anything from this episode at the time, so I'm like, what the fuck, Sam? This is weird. Like, thinking in my head, why are you trying to be all buddy-buddy with her? We all know this is fucking
he
weird.
He likes her.
Yeah. And then we find out that he did suspect her. So
yeah.
That's
I liked cool. that, like, how they threw it in, like.
Yeah.
Kind of like.
But Dean didn't suspect her.
Yeah.
And that's weird to me, because why doesn't he trust Sam's hunches yet?
Right, like, you've been over this.
Yeah.
I wrote down the name of the first victim. Why? We'll never need it.
Ben. Swordstrom?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it might
I
come in handy.
Ben. I wasn't fucking with that last name.
It's a cool last name. Swordstrom.
Yeah, but...
Okay, I was going to look this up, and I didn't get the reference when...
Oh, I know what you're going
to
say.
When Sam said, hey, I thought you were going to California. She's like, yeah, I went there, did that.
Michael Murray.
Chad Michael Murray.
She said Chad?
She said something Michael Murray, but it's Chad Michael Murray.
Yeah.
What was that a reference to?
She said she met him.
Yeah.
But she didn't know who it was.
But I feel like that was a reference.
But Dean looked surprised. Dean was like, oh, I know him. Like, he was like, I know that name. So, it's gotta be something that Dean would appreciate.
I don't know. I didn't really read too much into it.
I just saw his face get really excited.
Because I was like, this has to mean something. Make a note to look it up. And then I didn't look it up. Mm-hmm. He was the lead He was the Gilmore Girls, Dawson's Creek, and Chad Michael Murray.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know who it was?
No, I knew the name, but I couldn't place the face. I was like, what was this? What is this?
He was in the Cinderella story.
Who was he, Logan?
But I felt, no. No, he's Tristan.
Tristan.
Oh, that's what I was thinking
of. One Tree Hill.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what does that... There's got to be more there. I'll figure it out another time.
I thought that's what you were looking up. I didn't realize you meant you just didn't remember who he was.
I'm guessing just because at that time he was popular and, like, girls liked him or whatever. He was, like, the hot actor of the time or whatever, so...
But why did Dean know him?
Maybe he was like, oh, shoot, he's famous, he's popular, and you just, like, weren't impressed and you left? I'm not buying it. Like, maybe that, you know? I just felt like there was more to it, and maybe there wasn't.
I think she was just trying to seem cool.
And she, like, super downplayed it. She was like, yeah, I went to California... And then I think Dean was like, wait, wasn't that your big goal? Like, to get to California and...
You mean to.
Live your life. Yeah. God, I always do that. They really should have chose a different name.
They really should have.
They should have thought about this. All the names, that's the name. It's just too weird.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Jess, and... I don't know. It's just
weird. There's not a Jess anymore.
It's a dead Jess.
Rip.
Maybe he was just like, this seems... Maybe that's when the alarm bells started going.
Well, it was Dean who was alarmed by the name. He was like, oh, shit. Sam didn't even seem to realize...
Maybe he's a closeted fan. Maybe. He secretly loves Chad Michael Murray.
He has a little picture in the back of the
envelope. He has a locket.
I can't blame him. That guy was in a lot of good shit.
And so... Then Sam introduces Dean and Meg, and Dean goes, so you've heard of me.
Dean keeps, like, coughing,
uh-huh.
And I love it when she's like, dude, cover your mouth.
You're disgusting. Ew.
I feel like how mean she is to Dean should also raise some red flags.
Exactly.
Because she doesn't even know him. Yeah, Sam complained about him, but... Sometimes you have fights with a sibling and you need to complain to a friend. Like,
I complain about you all the time.
Yeah, and I mostly complain about you to Mom.
Yeah, me too.
Which is fine. But I thought, how rude of her to say that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's that what was we're said saying. To a friend, like, in confidence. Yeah. Like, and then I was like, oh, she's really trying to start some crap here.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, I was so proud. I was just so proud of Sam. When he said, oh, you never gave me your last name. Because clearly by this point, he's like, I need to just figure out what's this girl's deal.
Is that, like, a common thing? Do people just give strangers their last name?
I've known people for years and never knew their last name.
Because that seems weird to me. If someone asked me for my last name, I'd be like, why?
Because I want to Google you.
Yeah, I would assume they were going to look me up on social media, like, try to figure out about me.
Exactly, but I wouldn't want them to. Like, I...
Yeah, just ask me.
Exactly.
That's like, weird. Give them a fake one, then.
Yeah. If you want to add me on something, you can ask.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
try to bamboozle it out of me. That's weird.
Well, me, as someone who always lives in survival mode, I would have found a way to get it.
without being so blunt, because I wouldn't want to set that person off to know that I wanted to know information about them.
No, oh, let me see your ID.
I would have waited.
Are you really 21? Show me your ID.
Should you be here? This is a bar.
When's your birthday? Nuh-uh, prove it.
Yeah.
Like, something. Oh, the bartender said to show him your ID. He didn't think you were 21. It's crazy, I know. Just give it to me. I'll show it to him. Because I'm trying to read my note.
And then I put, ooh la la, got her number.
Ooh, la,
I put, la. Sam thinks something is weird with Meg because he is, oh, because he is a genius.
Oh. Yes, I like course. The smile she did.
Yes, of course. Oh. Because he's so smart. He because figured it all out. Genius.
And then Dean is pissed that Sam complained to Meg about him. That's all he's mad about.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, I don't feel like he should be surprised, but...
Because it was right after a fight.
Yeah.
But I would also probably be kind of mad if it was somebody you didn't know very well.
Exactly.
So, like, it's different if you complain to somebody that you're really close with because you need to let off some steam.
But you would expect that at that time because, oh, why are you here in a bus station? Mm-hmm. Oh, because I got in a fight with my brother.
Exactly, like... He wasn't, I feel like it's not that weird to say it to a stranger because he literally never thought he would see her again. So what does it matter, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
Just it's let weird. Out, let it out, and then, and he doesn't have anyone to talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dean's literally his only other friend, really. Yeah.
And then here they go again, splitting up. They decide that they're gonna... Well, something's going on. Meg's weird. I don't know. Don't you think it's weird? I was so proud and so excited. Like, yes! He's not just blindly, like, the girl.
Yeah.
She's just here. What? That's not weird. And so, he's calling it out. And then, they split up. He goes to sit out in front of her house. And...
Which is creepy as fuck. No matter what you're doing. And also, in his conspicuous as fuck car.
Yes. Oh my god, don't get me started on the car. And then Dean goes home to dig up some dirt on Meg. Who, by the way, I'm offended that you guys named my chicken Meg after this woman because she's not cool.
Maybe she does some cool shit at some point. Maybe she's got a lot of magic that you haven't seen yet.
I will say Meg was a sweet little chicken and she didn't deserve this name.
I mean, just give it a chance.
She was the wild one, though.
She was feisty. Oh, we didn't eat Meg.
No, we don't. No.
Because we're talking about her like she did die, but she had a long, happy chicken life, and we didn't eat her.
Yeah, no, I don't.
She died of natural causes.
We don't eat our pets.
I don't eat anyone's pets. And also...
Jasmine might eat someone's pets.
No, animals. And actually, it was a chicken that made me stop eating meat in the first place. It wasn't Meg, but...
It was a predecessor.
Uh-huh. Gracie. R.I.P. Gracie. Who we also didn't eat.
Alright.
So, Sam's outside her apartment like a creepster. And Dean calls with the info... That he checked out Meg and that he found out that, yes, she is an actual person with an actual picture. Proving who she is. And he also did some research on the symbol, and it's a Zoroastrian?
Yeah, that's what he says. Mm-hmm. Which I had never heard of before this. And I've heard of a lot of things. Have you guys heard of that?
I've also not heard of a lot of things, so, you know.
I've never heard of it. It sounded to me like a medication that you take for heart disease.
Do
you have high cholesterol? Ask your doctor about Zoroastrian.
We've heard a lot about cultures, though. Old cultures.
Maybe they made it up.
And so, that's. I think they did. So I'm going to look it up later and see. But
yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of stuff we don't know.
2,000 years before Christ. I mean.
That was a good time.
Maybe you forgot. That was a really long time ago. Maybe you forgot. So it's a symbol that they use for a deva.
Which is a
demon of darkness.
Which Dean had to tell Sam because he was like, what is that?
Uh-huh. And then they said basically demonic, or basically demonic pit bulls, which made me really sad because can we not talk about pit bulls like this? Like,
well, this was in the hype of talking about pit bulls like this too, because this started happening in like, well, it started happening.
It wasn't before this? Like,
yeah, it was before this, but I mean, it was socially acceptable for a long, 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 long time. Up until, I mean, I know there are people who have been fighting for it for a long time, but, like,
just recently.
Common.
Pit bulls are fine.
It's more of the how they're raised than the genetic
makeup. Except there's a whole movement that says to stop saying that. Because that implies that those who have not been raised properly will always be vicious, and those who were raised properly are always trustworthy, and that's misleading.
Not the case. That's not what I mean when I say that. I mean, yeah, they might have negative behaviors at the start when they come from a bad home, but you can still, with positive reinforcement, teach them better. Is what I mean.
Which is true with all dogs.
Yeah.
So, but that's why, but I'll show you that post later, because there's a whole thing that says that that's more harmful than helpful.
And so we find out that the deva has to be controlled to be on this plane of existence, or whatever we're calling it.
Right.
Summoned or conjured.
By someone who's very strong.
And knows usually what it doing. Fights back.
Yeah.
So that's cool to know. At this point, were you guys thinking definitely Meg summoned it?
Yes, because...
Yeah. Why else would she be there?
Yeah.
As previously seen on Supernatural, she's, she's killing people, talking to bulls.
She's into the darkness.
Talking to bulls.
She's doing her bull talking.
Well, yeah. I mean, did you see how many people were on that thing?
And so, like...
I want that bull.
I'll see if I can find you.
Really weird.
What are you gonna do? Eat cereal out of it?
Probably. Wait, no, I don't like cereal.
All right, but if I ever catch you talking,
I'm gonna put red juice in it and then talk to it.
Okay. You gonna use it for Halloween?
Okay. I like that it's just accepted.
And then a lady walks down the street and calls Sam a pervert.
He does so look like a pervert. He does look like a pervert. And
it's true.
If I walked down the street and saw a man staring in the window of a woman,
oh, I'd be on the phone. I would so call. Fast.
I would not let him see me. Exactly. First of all, and second of all, I would call the cops and give the license plate.
He literally just insults him and walks away.
You know what, like, I think? What? If I'm walking down the street and I see a man parked outside of a lady's watching her, I think he's stalking her. That he's going to go kill her.
Exactly.
That's exactly.
I would think, even if it's just stalking, that's bad. And so I would think, oh, that's not safe. That's not safe at all. So I would let the police figure out what the intent is, but I would report it because that's weird.
And then Meredith gets dressed.
No. Walks. Not Meredith. Meredith is dead.
Oh. Megadeth.
Megadeth.
Megadeth, who we will call Meg for short, gets dressed and walks down the street. Sam follows her. She goes into a hidden entrance, and I'm screaming, this is the worst idea ever, because I know Sam's going in right behind her.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay, but how about when he climbed that freaking elevator shaft?
You know what's foolish to me is that he didn't think she was gonna hear him and know he was there.
I have so many complaints about this part.
I know.
And almost all of them say exactly what you guys said. Like,
First of all, creepy. I'm watching with my phone because I'm watching on my phone. I have my phone turned like this way because for some reason it's less creepy if it's facing the ceiling than when it's facing me head on.
I get that. I get that.
For some reason, I've been doing that lately. And so when the scene gets intense and I think there's
going to
be something.
Like you can't look directly at it, but you have to see what's going on.
How crazy is that? But I flip it up so that I can kind of just
see the outlines.
Yeah. So crazy, but I do that. And so in the dark stairwell, and he tries that door and it's locked, and I'm like, the tension's building, and I'm like,
hyperventilating.
Yes, I hate this part. Like, this part's so bad. I hate it when, oh god, and there's so many parts like this in the show and I hate it. When he gets to the old elevator shaft, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Like,
he straight up just climbs that thing, like, at least four stories.
I thought it was just one.
It was pretty tall.
He's climbing and climbing and climbing.
I thought he just climbed one story.
And, I don't know how many stories it was, but I'm gonna tell you. Okay. It's probably very quiet in there. There's nothing in there.
That's what he's. He's breathing heavy.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's grabbing things. Yeah. He's like, his clothes, I'm sure, are making noise.
The metal's probably rattling.
He's probably not worried about, like, where his legs are touching.
Right.
On the bars or whatever. So there is noise. And I'm like, this is so crazy. Also, it's an elevator shaft, and that's just terrifying.
And his head is, like, literally just sticking right there as he walks by.
And his hands.
Yeah.
His hands are all, like, wrapped around the bars, big, shiny, white hands in this dark, dirty place with rusty bars.
So it would have been better if he had dirty hands?
Yes. If you're going to climb an elevator shaft, please take a second. And dirty your hands first, so that they just kind of blend with
Don't use grease, though, because that might make it slippery.
Just maybe always carry...
Maybe don't climb an elevator shaft.
But what if you have to?
Yeah, but that's ridiculous. Like, at some point, you're going to have to.
Make sure you have as good a breath control as Dean or Sam does, though, because...
And then I have in my notes, Meg walks around doing witchy shit.
I said she's talking to the bowl again.
I put bowl talking.
The scariest part to me is when he got out of the elevator and started looking around.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was like, oh shit, she could come back any fucking minute and just murder you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't know where you are.
Those are the tense moments that I hate. Like, I hate because I'm like, is she going to come up behind him? Is she going to whack him with the bowl? What's going to happen? Is he going to be in the bowl?
And then the only way Dean can talk to him is through the bowl.
Which reminds me of another movie. Put Edwina back in bowl. Can't remember the name of the movie right now.
I don't think that's real.
But no, it is. Google it.
You literally just made all that
I
up.
Can't Google it. I'm recording podcasts.
Put Edwina back in bowl. That was an 80s movie, and it was a funny one. It's about somebody that died, and her spirit came out of the bowl, and they wanted to get her back in there. I mean, maybe she's one of these...
bowl faces?
Maybe she's a bowl-faced killer.
So, after looking around, seeing the altar, he goes back to... Dean.
Tells him everything.
Then they decide to go meet the big bad thing that's
the
coming.
Big bad
both the victims
killers.
were from Lawrence, Kansas.
Oh, yeah. And they say they overlooked that at first.
So did you. Common thing, apparently.
Well, I have it in my notes.
No, I'm sure.
It's not really that vital.
It is. No, it's literally part of the reason why they're... Like,
well, if we're talking about things we forgot, we also didn't talk about how Meg was talking to the bull and said the brothers are here, and that she says she'll be there waiting for him, whoever him is, the big bad bull killer.
Big bad. Do you think she was really talking to someone? Because we find out nobody else. Big, bold, and beautiful. We find out later that nobody else is coming. So do you think she just pretended that call? Or do you think she had the other person talk to her to make it more believable? Believable.
What do you mean? All these bowl puns we got going here.
When she was talking to the bull?
Yeah, when she was talking to the bull, do you think she was really talking to somebody? Or do you think she was just trying to throw Sam off?
No, I think she was, because she told the thing, I'll be here waiting for you.
But nobody shows up.
No, but she says at the end that was a trap.
She says at the end that was just to get Sam to bring Dean and to lure their dad to the place.
Because she knew he was there.
Well, then how... The dudes didn't come?
Which dudes?
The bull dudes.
No bull dudes. The Devas aren't the bull dudes.
She's controlling them.
The Devas come from that symbol. I thought
the Devas were the bull dudes.
No, the Devas come from that symbol on her altar.
Devas are too animalistic to talk.
Well, I know they don't talk, but I thought maybe they, like, somehow the bull gave them magic to, like, communicate, you know? Of course they don't talk as a shadow. Like, but I thought...
Yeah, of course.
I thought, of course, shadows don't talk.
But the bowl does.
But the bowl does. When the shadows go in the bowl, then they can talk.
They swirl around.
Okay, well.
And their vibration.
I feel like this was not clear at all. I feel like this was not clear.
It does explain it.
I watched this and I took notes and I feel like this wasn't clear. I thought that the.
How did we both get it?
This isn't your first time watching this. And you know what happens after this.
I don't even remember anything that we watched before we've seen it, except the first episode.
And I know that she said it was...
I don't remember certain scenes or random episodes.
I know she said it was a trap, but by a trap, I thought she meant just what happened. Like, she got them both there, and now the dudes were going to kill them.
Which is, yes, but the bull guy is something different.
I had no
Which
clue.
I thought you kind of knew that, because they've been kind of hinting that that's the thing that killed the mom.
Right.
And yeah, so... but they have, even Dean has a specific conversation with Sam about it, and he says, oh, well, it couldn't have been the demon things, because they're too animalistic, and they wouldn't communicate like that.
When and Sam was like,
I know, it must have been someone else. Let's go see who she's meeting. That's the whole reason they go, is to see who she's meeting with.
What's when they're in the hotel room?
Yeah, I don't think I got that.
Alright.
That's why we discuss.
Yeah, I don't think I got that at all.
But anyway, yeah, they thought that the guy that she's talking to, a guy or whatever it is, on the other end of the bowl, they thought that that was the thing that killed her mom. And so they were like, let's go see, and that's why they called the dad, because they're like, dad.
I don't know, maybe I thought it was, like, all Devas, like...
They're responsible for all of it. Like, Meg's killing everyone with the Devas.
Yeah, and, like, maybe there's, like... I just thought it was all them. Like, I didn't think there was something else. Even if there's, like, maybe there was, like, a representative bull person that... You know, like, he's the head of the bull people.
Thanks for calling the bull.
I'm your representative.
My name's Fred. Well, how can I talk to you?
You want to talk to the CEO? Okay, hold on. It's Meg.
Who did you want to murder? Oh, okay. Okay, that's a big job. I'll get the
boss.
We
have to go higher up.
Give me about 24 hours. I'll patch us through. Call back if you don't hear from me by 4 a.m. tomorrow.
So, I'm really, I'm lost now.
Is this whole episode a lie now to you?
I'm just completely lost.
You don't know what's going on?
But the devas are what then?
They're just random demons that she's controlling
to try and kill Sam, Dean, and them.
And how do they know to go?
Because she's controlling them with that
altar
necklace thing.
And that's why Sam has to destroy the altar.
Well, no, because remember it was her necklace that she was actually using. They thought it was the altar. Maybe that was helping, I don't really
know. Does that remind you of anything? The mom. Or not the mom, the wife. Who had the death killing.
Well, yeah.
Oh. So, it's like, it's similar because they thought it was the altar, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
And then it was a necklace. I see what they did here.
Come on, get creative, guys. Mom's still lost.
Does any of this make sense?
I mean, kind of, but it still doesn't seem like it's the right thing.
You good now?
I'm good. I'm still a little upset about it, but I'm alright.
Okay. So they call their dad to come help. Did you guys think he was gonna show up?
Can I be honest? I saw the poster, so I remember.
I know eventually he shows up, so every episode I'm like, maybe this one, maybe this one. But, I mean,
I felt like he was going to.
I felt like it was bullshit that he showed up for this.
And not for the breakdown. And not when Dean was dying.
Yeah. That too.
So I was like, huh? You only care when your ass is on the line? Like, okay, dude.
I didn't think his ass was on the line. I thought it was like vengeance is why it was showing up. Like, oh shit, yeah, I'm about to kill these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, it's his world, right? Like, it's his desires. Like, he's the reason that everybody's a hunter. And so I felt like, oh, because this has to do with the supernatural world, yeah, I'll show up. And what's this all about? But when it's just like, oh, my son's dying and my other one's having a heart attack and there's like...
having a mental breakdown.
Nobody knows what to do. I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And I don't... figure it out.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I just felt like that was bullcrap.
John Winchester is bullcrap.
He's a dick!
So, they say they're not sure what to expect.
This was my favorite part, I think. Well, okay. I love this part. I don't know if it was my favorite. But, Sam's like, I got everything. Like, he's like, I researched it, and I'm just planning for everything. And he says, I'm not sure what to expect, so I guess we should just expect everything. And if that's not my motto, I don't know what is.
That's actually my favorite quote.
Yeah.
Because
I think it was mine, too.
It's so true. Like, I don't know. It's like, it covers every situation.
Yeah.
Packing for a vacation? Mm-hmm. I don't know what to expect, so let's just expect everything.
And I'm an anxious little mess, and so I always do this.
Yes.
But if you were gonna fight some big evil thing, it would make sense to just bring anything that you have at your disposal just in case something doesn't work, or you're like, oh, iron doesn't work.
Yeah,
but...
it made me laugh, because this is definitely something I would do.
Yeah.
But, like, in every situation ever, not just when fighting a huge demon.
And let me say, this is where I really, really noticed the weird camera angles.
I actually didn't notice it.
Okay. It was wild. It looked like it was, like, some weird Hollywood cinematography shit going on, because they were, like, you could see, like, the little... sweat droplets on their face. It was like a super elongated from it was under. Like an upshot.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, I don't know, it had like Quentin Tarantino vibes to it. It was so weird. It was so obviously different from every
every other part of the show.
I feel like they have, like, one of those in every episode.
I know, and I thought of you when I saw it. I was like, oh, here's the weird camera angles.
I must have been taking notes,
too. It was what they were, like, they were talking back and forth, and it was, like, and they were, like, checking out the guns, and they were, like, messing with the stuff in their bags.
I think it was, like, to build drama. Like,
it was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was so, it didn't fit with anything going on. It was just like a little, maybe 1 minute part, but it did it to both of them several times. Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, this is weird.
I always love when they do it though.
Like, yeah. So, it was, if you watch it again.
I like to see when they choose to put it in.
It was so weird. So, they're in the hotel room, and they are loading their weapons, is where we, the, like, weird camera angles, and Sam says, what if this is it? And he's so hopeful, like, you could see it in his face. He's like, what if this is it?
We're finally gonna get it.
What if it's over tonight? And then he talks about what he would do, and he's like, I wouldn't sleep for a month, and then I'll go back to my life. And then Dean's like, what?
Dean is so blindsided.
What? You would go back to your regular life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
you
why?
You go back to school? Like, really?
You would go back to living a regular life? What's wrong with you? And so Sam asks Dean, well, what do you want to do when it's over? And then Dean says, it's never going to be over. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be something to hunt.
It would be so difficult to know about, like, what they know, you know?
Yeah, and then to just
because
stop.
You'll feel so guilty if you don't. Like, I feel like I would kind of feel like Dean in a way, because you feel responsible. You know about this, so
you have to
to help.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you don't want to. Like, who wants to do that?
But
there are
clearly
very few people who want
at this
to.
Time it seems like one wants to and one doesn't,
right?
And I as an older brother would not be able to force or make Dean feel guilty.
You mean Sam
or Sam at all for that, because he's clearly not choosing this life.
Yeah.
He's in it for the situation. Mm-hmm. He's in it for now.
He feels like he's just been, like, forced into
it. And it just seems so obvious that he doesn't want any part of it.
Yeah.
And that Dean, this is his life.
But it's so sad for Dean, because he just, like, he feels like he's never really had a family, really. But he wants it so bad.
Yeah.
And he just wants them to work together and do what he thinks is, like, the best job.
Yep.
And
these damn people won't cooperate and do what he wants.
And it's, he's so good in this scene.
I know, the scene's the best.
He's, like, tearing up, but he's not crying.
And he's, like, emotions are running so high.
And he says, I want us to be a family again.
And it's so sad.
Yeah.
It's so sad because
I feel so bad for both of them.
I do too. I feel so bad because he just wants things to go back to how he thinks they should be.
Yeah.
And Sam does too. But they're completely different things.
Yeah.
And that's so sad.
And they can't both be happy. Like,
honestly,
one is literally going to make the other one unhappy.
I think that Dean might be happy if they lived in the same place. Even if Sam didn't always help with hunting.
And helped once in a while.
And helped, like, with research or whatever.
Right.
Helped if it was a really big thing.
Mm-hmm.
But still went to school.
Yeah.
And they live with the dad. And they, like, all work together on some stuff. But still kind of did their own thing sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I think he could be happy with that.
To me, it felt like this was such a heavy, hard moment.
Yeah.
And it was almost like it transcended any relationship.
Yeah.
Like, it was not just two brothers. It was maybe a parent and a kid who are coming to realization that their lives are going separate ways. Maybe
because
a romantic relationship.
Kind of parent.
Exactly.
Too.
Maybe a romantic relationship, because that's really common too and a hard thing to face. Like, yes, maybe
you're
you guys
going different ways. Yeah.
Still want to be together, but it's not working out.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like it could be any situation, and it's just like the realization that we want different things.
And it was so good.
It was so good.
And Dean's like, I just want it to be how things were before. And Sam says, I don't.
Oh, and that was heartbreaking. So heartbreaking, because then...
If I was like, more in tune with my emotions, I would have cried.
And I am, but I didn't. But, oh, it hurt my heart. Like, because it's like a slap in the face. Mm-hmm. Even though each has the right to feel exactly how they do. It's such a hard...
And nobody's being rude. Like, nobody's like, fuck you, I don't care what you want. They just don't want the same thing.
Yeah. And to think, I think it's so hard for Dean to realize... There's dual realities here.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we lived this great life.
But Sam didn't.
But he didn't.
Yeah.
And it was, we were both there at the same time in the same place. Great for me, not great for him. Uh-huh. And it's like mind-boggling to him.
Yeah, because they never talked about it until now. Such a good scene. Best scene ever.
As Sam says, it'll best never scene be so the far. Same. Oh.
Yeah, I think it was up there.
My favorite scene so far was at home when Dean broke down calling the dad.
That was going to be my other favorite. One. Yeah.
That's my favorite, too.
But this is up there for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think those are probably, like, tied.
Okay. Anyway, they decide to go to the warehouse now. With mm-hmm. their plethora of weapons.
After that heart-wrenching scene.
And they have every weapon they've ever come in contact with. And there's
they don't
two
know what to expect.
People climbing this elevator shaft.
Right. How do they even do that?
I noticed two things. One, these fools are so noticeable.
Yeah. And they think they're slick as fuck.
They could not be more noticeable. I'm sure every... metal gun and object and there's clanking and there's just like chiming, I'm sure, and like all of ting and
you
bing.
Know what it makes me think of? It's like when you're playing hide and seek with a kid.
Yeah.
And the kid goes and hides like under a blanket.
And they really think
and
they're
they
hidden
think
well.
They're real yep. great at this. So then you gotta look like under coffee lids. And like in the
not
trash
here.
Can. Oh, you're not
in the middle of the
curtain.
Floor.
Oh, you're not on the sofa. Like
you have and to, then you like accidentally sit on
uh-huh. Yeah, so like that's what it reminded me of.
They're breathing heavy and their arms are everywhere. Like, how do they think? Okay, so that was
Sam
one.
Sam is like 12 feet tall.
That was one. But the second thing that I noticed is that, oh my god, are we to believe that these two men really have the upper body strength that it takes to hold themselves up like that with all the
all
gear
that,
and all their, like...
I've seen some crazy videos of Jerry Padalecki. I've seen him lift a whole fucking tree trunk and throw it into the ocean.
Okay, we all know he's superhuman and that he's probably...
And Jensen has some
the
pretty
perfect
strong-looking
human.
Muscles.
But, so I believe that of him. But, I mean, Dean, come on. He's kind of scrawny.
He's not scrawny. He's just smaller than Jared because Jared is 6'4".
Also, he's not a superhuman, so there's that. And
he's a superhuman.
I just thought
he's
a superhuman.
He's playing a superhero
he's a
on
superhuman.
The boys.
He's a superhuman. Yeah. You're a superhuman.
That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said, what is a superhuman? I was like, a superhuman. Like, hey, you're super. What's the problem? You can't...
Yeah, that's what I said. Why are you repeating it
I
over
thought you
and
said,
over to me?
What's a superhuman?
So then, they get attacked.
I have Shadow Showdown.
And they lose. And they get tied up. It's real easy. Real quick battle.
I was expecting more, honestly.
I have Meg is bull chanting and the guys climb up and into the room and get caught.
And then Dean's like, oh, I didn't expect that.
Really?
But I do like how she starts getting all weird with Sam, right? And Dean lets himself get caught with the switchblade, and she gets mad at Dean, like, oh, you didn't think I would see that? And then Sam actually was using the switchblade.
That was the best 1-2 punch right that there, because great. I didn't see it coming. I was like, now what are they going to do? Oh, my God. So, that was amazing. And I was like, man, does Sam ever get tired of having to carry the whole relationship here?
Oh, my God.
Does he ever, like, does anyone ever wonder about how he's doing? Because literally, he saves the day every day. Like, he's amazing.
Saves the day every day.
Shout out to Sam.
I would like to take this point to say, Dean raised Sam. So.
And saved him from a burning building.
I mean, that's great too, but how many times does he have to repay him? I mean, he saved his life, like, in every episode, just about. So, apparently that counts for nothing. But I know that it really does. And
they save each other.
Yeah, okay. There's one clear hero here.
And it's not John Winchester.
No, it's not.
So
we skipped their whole conversation, though. Well, we kind of went over it, though, when we were explaining it to Mom.
The dad? And
yeah, like how, like, he's come to town and
we're not he's there their yet, weakness.
We? Yeah, she says it when they're tied up.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's like,
guess
and
what?
That it was a trap for them.
Even
so
in
he,
all
they
my notes,
him.
I didn't write one thing down about that.
You guys.
All I put was,
how is it that I have the least amount of notes and yet I have everything mentioned?
Probably because of your high school.
Oh, that's true. I did learn excellent note-taking skills.
And so, I always had poor note-taking skills until Dilly taught me the ways of the Cornell notes. And that's pretty much my extent of
I hate Cornell note-taking. Notes. I don't do that shit.
For me, it's just hard for me to write and watch.
Yeah, me too. And, like,
I have to pause it.
I've tried
to pause it a lot, but when it gets really interesting, I don't want to pause it, so.
Oh.
I pause it, and that's how I am, too, because I still can't find the perfect way to do this. This is my first time watching this, and I want to get into it, but then I stop every few minutes to write stuff down, so it takes away
from
it. You
gotta watch it twice.
And I've
the
tried,
first time just to watch it.
I tried that before, too, but I don't always have the time for that.
Yeah.
And so,
you gotta make time.
I think maybe I'll make some switches to my schedule, because I have a schedule the way I do it now, and I think it's better if I switch it a little bit.
Switch it up.
Yeah.
So, they find out that the trap isn't for them, and then they're undone.
They're undone. I put...
You know what I mean.
Sam keeps her occupied while Dean tries to get free. JK, motherfucker! Sam cut himself free.
That part was so good. It was just so good. I was like, oh! Yeah!
It just made me really uncomfortable to watch, because she's all...
Yeah, it was disgusting,
and
but it was
like,
great.
Obviously not into it, but he's just like, whatever. whatever you gotta do.
I'm tied up. What am I gonna do?
Yeah, and it was... I was like, this is horrible.
Still a violation, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, she got thrown out the window, so...
She didn't die, though.
So, fair.
Yeah, but...
fair.
Violators get thrown out the window.
Violators!
So,
he destroys the altar. Hulk smash! He just, like, gets up and throws
it.
That
was a really convincingly strong scene, because... You see big fucking tall.
That's a tiny
Jared
little table
Padalecki.
Next to him. Like,
no, but it was like a really sturdy looking table.
I
like,
know,
it had
but
really,
it was like, it seemed very short compared to him.
And
like,
so,
it was
like,
weird.
He just
he was, like looming
yeah,
over it.
He just like fucking, and with great form,
yeah.
lifted this table.
Lifted
and
with his legs.
Yeeted
clearly.
It across the room.
Yeah.
And it looked really nice.
Which, I don't know, I feel like, there were, like, better ways to do that.
No, I was here for it.
Because
I mean, like, could you not have taken your forearm and just, like, cleared the shit off the table?
Like, or, like,
using half the amount of energy.
Just, like, broken something that looked really important, and then
no.
The whole thing's messed
maybe
up.
He had, like, a big rush of adrenaline, sure. And he was like, yeah, get the fucking table! Throw it! Like,
I think it's just, I don't know, this is probably one of my favorite scenes.
He's like, she really pissed me off!
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And so I really liked it. I appreciated this scene. Probably one of my top five favorite scenes so far.
I was like, wow, that seemed unnecessary.
I know. I was like, man, he can't possibly have the energy for this. Exactly. Like, they're beat to hell. Like,
he just climbed up four stories.
They're beat to hell and he dangled from an elevator shaft for, like, a really long time. And whatever.
Then he got violated.
Yeah.
That's why I was angry.
Had to cut through a
That's
rope.
Where the adrenaline came from.
No, you don't. No means no.
I love it. Throw a table. Throw that fucking table.
Mm-hmm. It was justified. I just felt like it was
overkill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really nice to watch.
All I thought was,
who am I to judge his reactions to trauma?
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's...
That's literally what we do on this podcast.
Without that, we would have nothing.
What the fuck are they doing?
I just remember thinking, like, couldn't he have just knocked all this stuff off with, like,
yeah.
Kind of been dramatic. Like,
no.
Not dramatic enough, though.
It wouldn't have
or, like,
a cool
broken
shot.
The symbol, you know how it had, like, the symbol drawn on? I feel like if he had
just, like, started smashing stuff, like,
yeah.
Grabbed the something.
Rip the table leg off! And then flip the table right here, but okay. Then it's all wobbling and
I wanted to grab the legs of the table and, like, spin it.
And then
ram it into the wall.
He takes the table leg off. It all just falls. He's trying to hit it. It lands on his shoe. He catches on fire from the candles.
He's hopping around.
Spreading fire all over. The warehouse burns up.
Oh, fireball. Fire Sam.
We took it too far.
And that's the end of the series.
I think for this one time, guys, we may have gone too far.
No more supernatural. That's it. It's all burned down. And Dean goes on to live with lots of trauma and sadness.
And now this part's pretty crazy. They get out, they go to their room, and their dad's there.
Yo, what up?
They have a bit of an emotional outpouring.
It's about time you got here, you little fuckers.
And he runs over and hugs Sam right away.
No.
I mean, Dean right away. And then nothing for Sam.
They just say hi.
Hey. Oh.
Well, because they left on bad terms, so I think
yeah.
He was trying
to
weigh it out.
I can't imagine fighting for your life every day of your life and knowing that your children are also fighting for their lives every day of their lives because of you
yeah.
And the job that you think is theirs to perform, and then you're reunited after a long time. And all of this stuff has happened. And when you see them, they are literally a beaten, bloody mess and not hugging them.
I feel like you wouldn't be thinking about the last time.
Yeah. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, oh, wait, let me
and
hug
I know
this one.
May's against hugs. But even then, I think May would be like, okay, yeah, like, it's
yeah.
Understandable
by the
in
way,
this
Jasmine
situation.
Is May. That's our.
We've talked about that before.
Our pet name for her.
What kind of pet are you?
I don't know.
Well, you gotta
probably
decide.
An annoying one.
That's for sure.
So, then there's the emotional outpouring.
Mm-hmm.
And
I still don't like John Winchester.
I still don't like him either.
Oh my god. I get annoyed when the show tries to make us like him.
I get annoyed when I see his dumb face. No offense to the actor, but just in this show, like, I've seen him in other stuff and it's fine, but in this show specifically, I'm like, John Winchester.
Yeah. I don't know why they're trying to make us like him when they put everything into making us hate him.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they're showing us both sides of him, but I feel like both sides
aren't good. So don't bother.
They're like, look at these multi-facets of John Winchester.
Because I feel like
no. Not good.
And worse.
Mediocre, terrible, and horrible.
Shitty person, shitty dad, shitty, shitty. I feel like, I don't know, this is just how I feel. I don't know if this is the real plan.
Are there any fans of John
Winchester? Yes, there is. I've seen on the Instagram.
Oh my god.
You know how people do that 30 days of Supernatural type challenge where they're like,
you're so sorry.
And it's like, name one character that most people in the fandom hate that you like, and somebody put John Winchester.
So there's one guaranteed fan out there.
Oh, we're losing a listener, aren't we?
I feel like they show us, like, naturally, we just see the bad part, right?
Uh-huh.
And because that's who he is. He's shit dad. And then Firebomb and shit dad.
Same.
So this may be biased, but
maybe we just, yeah.
But anyways, I mean, I'm just explaining how I see it on the show. He is not a good dad. And so then I feel like the show tries to soften that by saying, oh, look, he hugs Dean. He talks emotions to Sam.
Yeah.
And then I feel like, so fucking what? That doesn't mean anything. He still leaves them when they're time of need and like all of this stuff. So
exactly.
I'm like, no matter how much they try to show me that he's a normal, loving father,
it just
whatever,
pisses me off more now.
Yeah, that's what it does to me too. I'm like, oh yeah? Well, what about when Dean called him and needed him and he wasn't there?
What about when Dean was dying? He
and
didn't even care.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I do too. It's just, I don't get it. I don't like what they're trying to do. They're trying to bamboozle me, and I'm not here for it.
Yeah, I hate when things try to bamboozle me.
And then everything changed when the Davis attacked.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And Meg's alive.
And I'm sorry, this scene was terrifying.
Were you surprised that Meg was alive?
No, because I knew she wasn't done. And
yeah, that seemed like an abrupt ending that just wouldn't work.
And plus, I never trust it when they show a dead body. I'm always like, nope, uh-uh.
And they lingered on it, too, so you know something's happening.
And so I was like, okay, yeah, right. Okay, so she's just gonna lay there and be dead. I don't think so. And that wouldn't be a very good character. And this scene where the previously known as bold people, but apparently they're not. The shadows come in.
Deva.
This was terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
This was terrifying to me because weird camera angle again.
I noticed it this time.
When it gets John Winchester.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah!
And then it goes to Sam. And then Dean's like, oh no! And then it gets Dean.
And then Sam lights the torch.
Which was brilliant again.
The torch.
Man.
What
the Olympics? It's a flare.
No, it's a torch.
Only in the Olympics.
It's a torch. It's a fire stick.
I'm sure they call it a torch somewhere else, but it ain't here.
No, actually, a torch in
a flashlight?
Yeah.
In where?
You know where.
It's a torch. It's literally a stick with fire on the top.
Oh my god.
It's just a fancy word for torch.
British. In case we haven't mentioned it before, my sister is naturally inclined to anything British.
I swear. Like, where?
She naturally uses phrases that are from Britain and
and like, her emphasis on words?
Yeah, is like more like the British style of English. It's very strange.
Been like this since she was a child.
And you know what? One time they made fun of me for putting a U in the word favorite.
I'm sorry, Americans don't do that. And you're American. And I'm not talking crap on
Britain. I'm not talking crap on British people.
It's just hilarious.
It's weird. She's not British, but she is British. And she always has been. I swear to God, she was British in another life. And that shit carried over so deep. And now here it is, because there's no way. There's no way. You don't know all. You don't even know when you do it. And you don't even know how to. Like that. Did you know that they call. That British people call flashlights torches?
I might have heard it before, but I didn't remember.
I honestly don't think.
Subconsciously knew it.
Maybe subconsciously, but. I mean, and to be fair, this isn't a flashlight. It's.
A flare.
It's a flare.
Yeah. And to be fair, it's literally the same thing as a torch.
No, it's not.
A flare is just a stick with fire on the top. That's what a torch is.
I mean, maybe at the very.
Very basic level. Yeah. That's like, you could say that about a match or a candle.
And
or...
that's not what those are either.
No, because a candle's made out of wax. And a match is small.
Two places I know of anything being called a torch. The Olympics and Survivor.
Okay, then maybe I'm the Survivor Olympics. I don't know, but...
This ain't a torch. But it's funny that you call it that.
So, then they light the torch, and everything is illuminated, and they win the gold medal.
America for the win!
You guys are assholes.
America wins immunity!
I quit. Alright, bring it home, man.
Wait, I will say, I enjoy our retelling of this far more than I enjoyed this episode. I hated this episode. Yeah. I didn't like it.
You know what? I'm surprised you didn't mention all of the creepy lines from Dean.
I feel like I just mention it so much that I'm just like...
And I feel like a lot of the time it's just a coping thing. Like, not in this one. I don't know what he would be coping with in this one, but
it's
honestly,
just
like...
It's exhausting, honestly. Yeah. To try and call it out every time.
Yeah. And it gets monotonous because it's like, now we just expect it, so...
Yeah. Which is terrible.
Right.
But it's true.
Hey, it's the way it works.
It's not really a spoiler. He does grow over time, so that's good.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, but, yeah, so they get attacked. And they use the torches. They escape. And then Dean's like, oh, but we can't go with Dad.
Yeah. And this part was heartbreaking, too, because...
You know Dean wants to go with the Dad.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of things are going on here, because I feel like Dean's like, yes, we're all together, and this is my dream.
Yeah.
And I feel like Sam is like, yes, this is over, and I can go home.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like the Dad, well, honestly, who cares about his feelings, but I feel like he's like, okay, now we keep on fighting, like, but separately. You stressed about it, too, I know. So this part was hard, too.
Yeah, and so, apparently to be a hunter, you have to have a gas guzzler. Because did you see the Dad's truck?
Well, the Dad bought both of the cars. So maybe that's...
I will never say anything bad about the Impala. So, I don't know what you're talking about.
Except we have said that it's, like...
Conspicuous.
Yeah, it's not a...
I mean, I feel like that's not the car's fault. That's a bad call on the
guy. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, they could have chosen better vehicles.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I do. But, yeah. So, then, the Dad drives away. And the boys drive away. And Meg watches as the boys drive away.
I have.
So.
Boys take off. Meg comes out of hell and looks pissed.
Out of hell, yes.
Because it was like, I don't know what that was. It was like the subway or like, under. She was walking up from the stairs. So we don't have those here in California. So I'm like, that's hell. Clearly.
We don't have hell in California.
That's hell. You came up from the ground. There you go.
I'm just mad that that's the end.
I mean, it was kind of a abrupt ending.
It's like
a
weird cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Does she think that John is with them? Like, what's going to happen next?
Yeah.
She's gonna go after them.
Are people gonna die again? Because of Deva? Like,
right.
That's what I'm stressed about at this point. Like, okay, great, dandy, whatever.
Did she just send them back?
But she still has the Deva.
Yeah.
And I feel like, well, what's this do? They already clearly know how to get them all together.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is that? Just the trick? That's what they're gonna do all the time now? Like, mm-hmm. She's gonna try to figure out where they are and go there and then...
Well, I think it's like an unspoken agreement that they'll just stay apart no matter what until...
Mm, that's harsh.
Until they feel like it's time to finally...
battle.
Yeah.
I mean, is vengeance really...
No.
Because I'm not a vengeful person, so...
And I am, to a certain extent, I guess.
Think of it like this. If something killed Mom, and I had nothing else, like if I weren't taking care of the kids,
right?
I would go after it.
This is where I see you two as different. You know how before I said that you're Dean and you're Sam? Now this is where I see it flipped.
Yeah.
This is where I see it as you have going.
To say the names for the audience.
Oh. Now, originally, I saw it as Erica was Sam, Jasmine was Dean. But now, in this particular situation, when we're talking about vengeance and referencing the characters, I see it as Jasmine is Sam and Erica is Dean. Because I know that you would say, no, fuck that. We give our lives... To avenging our mom. And then I see you as going, listen.
But Sam does want to avenge.
This is great.
But he just wants to end it at that.
He didn't really want to until Jess, though.
Yeah. And then,
that's true.
And then you're like, yeah, which I'm not saying you wouldn't want to avenge at all. I think you might be down for avenging.
But I'm more...
But then, like, and also we are going to live our lives.
Yeah.
Like,
but then, right? To me, I would just be like, what's the point of that?
Yeah.
Might as well just fight the things.
I've already killed these things. Let's keep going. Yeah. If I can help people.
And I would try to find a balance.
Yes. And you would just be all full force. Let's kill everything. Not humans.
Collecting the trauma.
Bad guys.
Gotta catch them all.
So. Quotes.
Oh, duh. I was like, what? So what are we talking about?
So what?
So what?
So what?
Mine and Jasmine, I think, are the same.
Yeah. I'm not sure what to expect, so I guess we should just expect everything.
I'm gonna go with this one. I didn't say this in the thing, but the way he said it was so awkward. So, it was Dean. Mm-hmm. And he said, hey, Sam, next time you want to get laid, find a girl that's so buckets of crazy, huh?
Yeah.
And, like, that phrase doesn't just roll off the tongue.
Yeah.
Like, he had to consciously pick that phrase to describe this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a phrase that I would normally
hear. No, I would have said batshit crazy, I guess.
Yeah. And it seems awkward. And so I like it, because it was, like,
more believable. Like, yeah.
You know,
intentionally.
Like, yeah. Like,
it's like when I said doghead. It's like, what? Why that?
Yeah, like that it could be literally anything, but you pick that. Yeah, so I like it because it makes it feel a little more realistic to me. Favorite characters? Dean.
Sam.
May's like, Deva.
Like Ben.
I like Never seen. Name. Doesn't talk.
No, I am. I'm kind of torn on this one, because Sam was okay, but I feel like Dean had the hard-hitting emotion.
That's why I like Dean.
That I preferred in this episode, but also, he was real weird.
Yeah, because I didn't like the creepy parts, but I did like that scene.
So I'm real torn.
Yeah.
I say when you're torn, you should go with the obvious winner, which is Sam.
That's not the obvious winner to me, though.
I say just pick anyone who isn't John Winchester.
I usually try to go for, like, the different characters, you know, that aren't the main two, just because, But there weren't really any in this one.
Meredith seemed cool.
No, she didn't. She was doing all the things she wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, that Meredith just pissed me off.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess she was good if you want to show a video to...
Maybe the landlady.
Show a video to the class of all the things you should not do on a dark and stormy evening. That's all Meredith is good for.
I guess I'll go with... I can't pick.
Boo. The landlady's a good call.
Let's all boo her together.
I guess.
The Impala?
No.
That's a pretty good one.
The Bull.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There we go.
You did like it.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But not it's the voice on the other end of the bull.
Well, I don't know. I couldn't hear it.
But specifically the bull.
Right at now. Least the bull, yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
So, if you want to reach out to us, we are on Instagram at spn.the.family.business.
Hell House! Watching stuff!
Saying things!
The Family Business!